For so long, we have been saying on our preview podcast about British swimming, when they take an Olympic squad, that swimming's good right now in this country. Swimming's deep. This, a 48-person squad going to the Commonwealth Games, just proves it. Because we are struggling to pick out names here, even though there's the likes of Adam Peaty. We are struggling to pinpoint single people to talk about because we want to talk about them all.
Welcome to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast, where we aim to give swimming the coverage and publicity it deserves. Every week, we celebrate the sport we love with amazing special guests and topics from around the swimming pool. And now, here are your hosts, Scott and Dan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast as we preview our final home nation team ahead of the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And of course, it's the home nation, England.
Yeah, it's quite a big squad, actually, to be talking about. 48 swimmers is big. Our guest from that team who joins us later on in the episode, who we think had a solid world champs last month, will no doubt be looking to medal at Birmingham for Team England, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, so like Dan said, there's lots to get into on this episode. 48 swimmers, we are going to do our best to rattle through them all, hopefully preview the best out of that squad for you to keep an eye on. But yeah, we'll keep it to about the 20 minute mark for that, and then yes, like Dan said, we are joined by a member of that squad to help us finalize our preview. Very much carrying on from the podcast that we did where we previewed the Scottish and Welsh teams earlier on this week. So if you haven't listened to those episodes yet, we highly recommend that you listen to them after this podcast as we talked through all of their prospects and the swimmers taking part for the Scottish and Welsh teams, as well as talking to star swimmers in Katie Shanahan and Kieran Bird. But Dan, this episode is all about Team England, and it's a big squad and it's a great squad.
Well, yeah, like I said, 48 swimmers, lots of medal hopes. And again, like all these squads, a brilliant blend of experience, youth, para swimmers, of course. And we're going to go through all of it with you right now.
Yes. So like we did on the other podcast, I'm going to read to you the 48 swimmers who are representing Team England this summer. Hopefully you all stay tuned in for the whole list. It is a long one. And then once we've done that through that list, we're going to pick out one or two standout swimmers that we cannot wait to see in Birmingham. So making up Team England is Jessica Jane Applegate, Freya Anderson, Adam Barrett, Lewis Burras, Greg Butler, Jordan Catchpole, Imogen Clark, Freya Colbert, Lauren Cox, Tom Dean, Reese Dunn, Luis Fidesz, James Guy, Luke Greenbank, Grace Harvey, Thomas Hamer, Holly Hibbert, Isabella Hindley, James Hollis, Anna Hopkin, Jamie Ingram, Michael Jones, Cameron Curl, Jay Lelliott, Joe Litchfield, Toby Robinson, Poppy Maskill, James McFadden, Edward Mildred, Adam Peaty, Will Perry, Jacob Peters, Ben Proud, Rebecca Redfern, Molly Renshaw, Hannah Russell, Laura Stevens, Maisie Summers Newton, Alice Tai, Luke Turley, Tamarin Van Selm, Sarah Vasey, Jacob Whittle, Mason Wilby, James Wilby, Brody Williams, Alicia Wilson, and Abby Wood. It's a big list, Dan. It's a very, very big list.
Yeah, you did very well there. Well done. Well done.
Good start. Hopefully everyone's still tuning in. First thing that stands out to me straight away, you take a squad of 48 swimmers. Relays are going to be outstanding through across the board here.
Yeah, I imagine so. In my head, I've got the top two in the medal table as England and Australia, and I think those two will be battling it out in every single relay. It's going to be very exciting, to be honest with you. Yeah, I mean, there's very strong swimmers in every stroke, actually. I think the main one would be Adam Peaty. Of course, he's coming back from his broken foot, so actually we have
Hopefully he's back at full strength, yeah.
Yeah, no idea how he's going to go. We've seen him doing diving, and he's back to doing everything as you should be doing in training. I just don't know if he's going to be... I imagine he's still going to be winning, because he's really got no competition. So
I would say his biggest competition comes in the form of James Wilby, who had a very good World Champs. Under the radar good. As always with James Wilby swims, he performs at the highest level. And if Adam is slightly off the pace because of this injury, James is the man for me.
Quite possibly. I would say James is more... He's targeting the two more than the one, I would say.
Sure? With Zach Stubblety cut for Australia?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. kind of have, just have to ignore Stopsy Cook because he's in a league of his own at the moment. But yes, James Wilby, he's doing really well, actually. If he could fix his turns, he really does pose a problem to the top end of the breaststroke world. He really does. Yeah. So I see him on the podium as well as Adam. Depends what kind of form Adam's in.
Yeah, so we're not going to give our entire medal predictions in this podcast. Like we've said on the previous team previews, we are going to be doing an event-by-event massive podcast before the Commonwealth Games. That will come next Tuesday, so stay tuned for that one. But swimmers that I'm really looking out for, you've already said Adam Peaty. But for me, there's two kind of guys in this GB squad that I'm really looking forward to seeing. They both had amazing world championships. And it's the two sprinters. It's Ben Proud and Lewis Burras.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, Lewis hits a British record in the 100 freestyle. Mm-hmm. I honestly think he's going to keep bringing that lower and lower, to be honest with you. I'm really excited about that. Of course, massive relay benefits to that as well for the freestyle and the medley team, of course. Lewis Burras is very exciting. Ben Proud, it's great to see that he's back on form, especially on the 50 mm-hmm. freestyle after Worlds. Good thing about commies is that you got the 50 fly and the 50 freestyle, just like Worlds. So, I'm looking forward to him. And actually, the 50 freestyle time that you hit was actually pretty good. Fast. So if you can get anywhere near that or even get quicker, then hey, we're looking pretty good there.
Let's see what he does with a home crowd in Birmingham. Like all of these guys, it's going to be so good to see them have friends, family in the stands. Mm. It's something that it's been alien for the past few years. Okay, so the core of this squad for me is made up of some outstanding Olympians. So yeah. Freya Anderson, Tom Dean, James Guy, Luke Greenbank, Jacob Whittle, Abby Wood, Alicia Wilson. There's so much experience and leadership in this team. And the thing that I'm most looking forward to seeing all of these swimmers do is put on a show and push almost the sport of swimming on again. Because this is a chance for them to put on a show in front of the BBC.
Yep.
BBC
yep.
audience and a home crowd, which they haven't had in a very long time since, what was the last commies on home soil, which was Glasgow in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good chance to promote the sport, I think. And these guys would have all been training for this, definitely. And they will be, hopefully, at the peak of their powers. So I'm really expecting some pretty fast times. We saw some fast times in Worlds when we didn't really expect it from other nations. But these England guys and all the other GB swimmers, of course, will really be targeting this meet. And I'm kind of expecting some really quick times here. I really am.
Mm. And I think this is one of the best squads of English swimmers that we've kind of ever seen put together. When you just think of the names that I've rattled through, and then there's so many others that I've missed, it's almost outstanding that there's this many Olympians in one Commonwealth team, and then you've got all of the youngsters as well. So there's plenty of new guns in this squad. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who are the ones that you're most looking forward to breaking out at commies? Because you know we love to do that on this podcast.
Breaking out? Well, actually, the one that I'm really looking forward to is Cam Curl, because he has been seriously unlucky with not getting picked for previous GB teams. And I think this is his chance to really say, right, I'm here. Put yourself in the best position to put your hand up, put your name in a hat for being past that 4x2 relay in Paris or the next year's Worlds. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does and see if he steps up to the plate. You've said about Tom Dean, and you know he's Olympic champion in the 200 free. I'm also looking forward to Imogen Clark, who I think has a fantastic chance in the 50 breaststroke. I know there's a South African whose name escapes me right now, Van Niekerk, I think it is. Did I nail it? Oh, good.
I hope.
Yeah. I think she's got a fantastic chance of winning gold in the 50 breaststroke. Sarah Vasey, I think, was the last winner of the 50 breaststroke at the last Commonwealth Games. So if England can replicate that gold medal as well. Who else is there?
Oh, for me, you've got the likes of Ed Mildred. We spoke to him a while ago. He's had a whole year at the Bath National Centre now. This is an international stage for him to see what he can do. You've got, under the radar, I think Laura Stevens might have a very big meet in the fly races.
Well, you talk about fly, actually. Mason Wilby, I think,
that
has a good chance.
Yeah, that was my next
podium.
One. That was my next one.
I mean, you've got Chad in there, Chad Leclos from South Africa. I assume he will be racing the 200 fly, of course. And I think Mason's got a very good chance of getting on the podium. I really do. And he isn't really known in the UK because, of course, he trains at Kentucky in America. So no one really would know him or have heard about him.
He's a bit under the radar.
Yeah, unless you've listened to our podcast, of course.
Well, yeah.
Hint.
We'll link that up here somewhere if you're watching we'll on YouTube.
Yeah, so watch out for him. And again, another potential breakout swim for him, competition for him. There's so many. I could go through all of them, to be honest with you. 48 swimmers is a big old squad. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, we're going to do a proper medal preview of predictions. Mm. Dan then like... the Scottish, the Welsh. It's great to see the para swimmers integrated into the squad and the meet as a whole. And this squad is deep for para swimmers. And it is full of top quality Paralympians.
It is. And much the same as the able-bodied swimmers, we can't go through all of them because we'll be here all day. But I've tried to pick out a couple here. Alice Tai, I'm very excited to see how she goes. She had to withdraw from Paralympics because she had an injury to her elbow. She's a fantastic freestyler and backstroker, so I'm really excited to see how she goes.
Yeah, and she's also, I think she may have changed classification now because she had a lower limb amputation while the Paralympics was on, or just after the Paralympics. So this is, again, her first international meet since that I think it's a classification change. We need to confirm that one. But again... yeah, can't wait to see her because she was an absolute superstar before her injuries.
She was. There's a lot of experienced heads to this team. If we just go through a few, Rhys Dunn, who had a fantastic Paralympics. Mm. I mean, we can't sing his praises enough. He's had quite a tough year this year with a few medical issues. He hasn't been 100% or wasn't 100% for Madeira. If he can bring back that same sort of form that he had in Tokyo, then, I mean, he's going to be on the podium a lot. Then you have Maisie Summers-Newton, who absolutely is blowing the doors off in the Ironman and breaststroke events at the moment. I kind of expect her to dominate in her S6 category at the moment. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Poppy Maskell, who debuted in the World Championships of Madeira, and she swam lifetime best. And so if she can, you know, soak it all in, like we always say about these youngsters, then it's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, I especially like you suggesting Maisie Summers-Newton. I think she is... almost going to be the face of para swimming in this country for the foreseeable future. So to get to see her at home soil, I guess Northampton Swimming Club isn't really that far away from Birmingham either. Yeah. Again, she's crushing it right now. And then there's the likes of Will Perry, who again is proving to be a great face for campaign and change inside the para world. Yep. Jessica Jane Applegate, she's a multiple international medalist. Like you say, the list just goes on and on with this team.
Yeah, it's massive.
Absolutely bonkers that there are 48 swimmers and they are all top quality. I think for so long we have been saying on our preview podcast about British swimming, when they take an Olympic squad, that swimming's good right now in this country. Swimming's deep. A 48 person squad going to the Commonwealth Games just proves it. Because we are struggling to pick out names here, even though there's the likes of Adam Peaty. We are struggling to pinpoint single people to talk about because we want to talk about them all.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. I want to, and so do you, I imagine. We want to talk about every single swimmer from the 48, but we don't. We'd be here all day. We'd literally be here for hours. So we're trying to pinpoint. And I feel bad actually, just picking the one or two or five swimmers. You know, I want to talk about all of them. But yeah, I mean, we'd love to talk about it. But I think this team's going to be rocking. Honestly, I really think that they're going to be really challenging Australia throughout the whole meet, to be honest with you. I really do.
It's interesting because I think the strengths of this English team are completely opposite to the strengths of the Australian team. So yes, there will be some very good head-to-heads, especially like when you think of the 200 freestyle with Elijah Winnington against Tom Dean, Kyle Chalmers against Lewis Burras. There's head-to-heads like that. But then you've got the strength of women's sprint freestyle for Australia against the strength of almost men's backstroke for England. They're two very opposing forces. So I'm really looking to see where each country can almost press their advantage home the most, because you can have three swimmers in each event.
Yeah.
You can have three medalists. So I'll touch upon the 200 backstroke then. You've got two medalists there already, which I think are one and two, in Luke Greenbank and Brody Williams.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's just so exciting to see the depth in these events, and it could be clean sweeps for certain nations in certain events. That really wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either. And I like the fact that you've brought up the two back strokers, because they are the two, I think they're both in the top five in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to see them in Birmingham. I mean, amazing to see if you've got tickets or anything like that. And I see Adam and Jimmy and everyone else, you know, Freya. It's just fantastic. I'm really looking forward to this team. It's just a fantastic team. The depth is just incredible. We talk about the depth in the men's 200 freestyle, but actually, if you look across both
it's
men's and women's,
it's the other events, really. I could say it again, the 100 breaststroke, you've got Adam, you've got James Wilby, you've got Greg Butler, who is certainly looking forward to it. Two fly, you've got Jay Lelliott, you've got Mason Wilby, you've got James Guy. It's just, it's endless. It's honestly endless, the depth.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I suppose at the moment, the men's side are doing slightly stronger just because they won the most medals at Tokyo. But honestly, the women's side are going just as strong. Mm. We take the IM, for example, you've got Abby Wood, you've got Alyssia Wilson, and then the breaststroke, of course, I've spoke about Imogen Clark, you've got Molly Renshaw, you've got Sarah Vasey. There's a lot of depth all over the place. There really is.
If anyone hasn't noticed, it's quite hard to preview a team this big.
It's hard. It is tough. I mean, we're trying to name as many as we can, but we can't. It's really difficult.
I've just seen the name Lauren Cox and just saying, oh, 50 back, she could be a strong threat to Kayleigh McEwen. It's so fun. Yeah. So fun. Yeah. We haven't even mentioned Anna Hopkin. Oh my.
The golden medalist. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Listen, it's going to be super exciting. The crowd are going to love it. I think these swimmers will hopefully live up to their best ability, be at the peak of their powers. I think the crowd's going to spur them on. It's going to be one hell of an event, I imagine. Mm. I really do think it's going to be that.
Now, before we invite our guest on, Dan, I've got one kind of question that all of this I've just had in my head.
Okay.
Should British Swimming look to host more international meets like this? Because you can put a squad like this together when it's a home meet because you don't have all the travel. You can fund a squad this big. Should British Swimming be looking to host more meets with the likes of, well, you've now got this Birmingham pool, you've got the London Aquatic Centre. Should we be having bigger international meets, like try and get the world champs here?
Well, in terms of Commonwealth Games, it kind of goes around, doesn't it? So it's a little bit different for Olympics and Commonwealth Games. But in terms of the world champs, I mean, it seems like it's happening every year for the next, I don't know how many years.
Like the short course cups.
Yeah, all Europeans, whatever. Yeah, I mean, we've got the pools, haven't we? You've just listed a few. You didn't even mention Ponds Forge, which is really the national pool that we have. I mean, we've got enough pools and there's enough space to run these because we've done in the past, and there's no real excuse to not do it. And again, it helps with the exposure of the sport, which it's the best it's ever been in terms of British swimming right now. So why don't we celebrate it and get these guys out there in front of the public?
Yeah, it's just a thought that came to mind that obviously a home games, you can put a squad like this together. So maybe we should be pushing for more home meets, essentially.
Well, if only we were in charge, who knows?
Right then. So to end this preview podcast, like we teased at the start, we are going to be joined by one of the World Championship standout swimmers for Team England. He didn't get onto the podium, but he certainly has a great chance of getting onto the podium at these Commonwealth Games. And that is 200 meters backstroke swimmer, Brody Williams. So Brody, thanks for joining us for this episode. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good. Yeah, very good.
Great stuff. Like we said kind of in our intro to you, you had a really impressive world champs in Budapest, nearly got yourself on that podium for the 200 back. So I think that's a really good place to start with our conversation with you. How much confidence do you say you gained from that swim? And would you kind of class it as a breakout swim for you?
Yeah, obviously I gained confidence through the rounds, I'd say, you know, heats, semis and finals. But if anything, looking back on it, I probably had the confidence going in that I'd learnt from the Olympics. You know, that was probably like my first senior team. And to go to Worlds off the back of it, it was just like, it's just a normal meet again. You know, it's just another meet. Just try and get through the rounds. So that was my biggest learning experience that I took away from the Olympics that I sort of used at Worlds. But also I did still learn a bit more. You know, that's the first time I've been into a final, a major meet. And being next to, you know, basically the king of backstroke, you know, it's pretty, you know, I learned a lot, especially underwater, watching it back. So, good learning experience.
I was going to say, the underwaters from all three of you, actually, Luke, Ryan and you, just and looked Shane. So impressive. And Shane, of course, yes, of course, were super impressive. Has that been one of your main focuses in training recently?
Obviously, as a 200 backstroker, obviously, it's got to be one of the focuses. But no, not really. You know, going into it, obviously, I was still training for the 4am, which I did do out there. You know, I was happy with my time out there, and that was on day one. So, yeah, you know, I still cover all bases, but... yeah, obviously that just two back, it just sort of clicked, you know, on the day. But it's been feeling good for a while. So hopefully come commies, it'll still be feeling good.
Now, you mentioned that 4am. Is that still on your radar, given the way that world swimming has kind of progressed over those worlds? Because there were some bonkers times being swam. Do you now focus on the two back, or you very much keep two balls in the court?
Yeah, I had a word with David. You know, I think for the meantime, you know, I love training IM. That's one thing for me. You know, I love doing IM training. And it's good for me as well. So I'll still do it. You know, I'll still compete doing full IM and stuff like that because, you know, why not? It's there. It's another race for me. But yeah, obviously looking at the results, that two back, there's probably a more opportunity there. But I still will compete in both, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly looks like the improvements are being made. I mean, how far would you say you are from challenging for the top spots at future international meets? Because things are going very well for you as of right now.
Yeah. Obviously, for the 200 back, you know, I just want to keep improving. You know, it's been like 3 years since I hit that time, 156.2. And I know that, you know, I can keep going at that, you know, I can keep dropping times now. Because obviously I consistently had 156.1 and then another 156.1. Whereas previously, obviously, that 156.2 was my best by about a second. You know, I didn't go anywhere near it. So to get within that region, you know I'm capable of doing it and I'm probably capable of going a bit faster. And that's just the main thing, getting faster and faster every year until Paris now.
So out of all of our home nation guests that we've had on, you are the only one of the swimmers who went to Worlds and as well as commies. So how hard has it been to transition from almost that high of Worlds to straight into focusing on commies? Was there a big shift in training? Was there almost another training cycle in? How did it work for you?
It's a really good question because, you know, it's something that when we came back, it was a bit of a, you know, it's quite an unusual year having Worlds, commies, and then straight into Europeans. You know, it's just never really been heard of. So, you know, it's been a challenge for coaches and swimming, you know, across, well, mainly the Commonwealth countries. Obviously, a lot of Europeans now are all absolutely fine. But, yeah, it's basically like a double taper, essentially. You know, coming back off Worlds, you had a few days off, obviously, just to, you know, when you get off a cycle like that, you do need some time to rest and, you know, just gather your thoughts and get ready for the next cycle, essentially. And for us, it was just 2 weeks on, you know, hard training. And we've literally just started taper today. So 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And hopefully we'll just bounce on to Europeans after commies.
Is there time then to make much improvements from your two back race, let's say, because you said you watched it back and you saw that there were places you could improve, like the underwaters? Is there time to make that adjustments in that 4 week spell?
Yeah, definitely. Like watching it back, it's quite painful every time I watch it back. The camera was at the, you know, the 50 end was always on me, the one that they stick underwater and the one that they have on the button on top. And that last turn when I watch it back, I had a massive glide in. So obviously, there's technical things that you can correct and stuff like that. But the physical side, yeah, you know, obviously, we've had 2 weeks of pretty solid hard training now. And, you know, I feel fit. I feel, if anything, fitter than I did before we started taper at Worlds. So, you know, everything's feeling good. So just have to wait and see, yeah. I guess.
I was going to ask you, because physically, I'm sure you're probably in the best shape you've probably ever been in, let's say. But how are you mentally going off, like Scott said, that 200 backstroke? The mental side must be so full of confidence. That must bode well going into Commonwealth Games in Birmingham.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, main things are just learning from that and taking it forward. you know, if I go to every major meet, regardless if I get a medal or not, or take something with it, ready to get to Paris, that's the main thing. Obviously, you have meets like Europeans where I can, you know, play around with things and just adjust and learn different ways to swim the race. Like, looking at that semi-final that I did at Worlds compared to the final, they're two completely different races, how I swam it. And, you know, the main thing I would say is in the final, it was a bit of a, oh God, go fast, compared to the semi, which was a lot more controlled, waiting for that last 50. So yeah, again, that's another learning experience. I know in the final now, you know, I'm going to be tempted to go hard and I need to relax, yes.
Yeah.
So why do you think there was that change from semi-final to final? Was it almost the pressure of the occasion?
It was weird because for the semi-final, I was more nervous than the final because I knew that, well, going into the Worlds in general, I would have been happy with a final. So in the semi-final, I was thinking, I can get myself in the final here, which was my main objective, to get a final.
I suppose in a final, then you had nothing to lose. Was that the mindset that you had?
Yeah, I had nothing to lose, but it was also the fact that I also had him next to me, the big guy. And I could see that he was going fast. So I was like, I kind of want to match this. But yeah, you know, lesson learned, you know, sometimes it might be better to wait and, you know, let him do his thing. So yeah.
Again, it's all experience. So it's all going to bode well in the future.
Yeah. So what are your aims going into the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham then? Because there's obviously Luke Greenbank in your event and then the 400 IM, you've got Duncan Scott coming back in as well. What's your goals?
Well, obviously, you know, I'd love to get on the podium. I think that's the main thing for me, you know, going into the meet, just in any event, to get on the podium would be great. You know, there's probably more opportunity in the 200 back, with the 400 IM, you've got the Oceanic boys who are obviously swimming well as well. So yeah, you know, if I go there and do PBs in all my events but didn't get a medal, I'd be happy still. So just enjoying it. You know, it's known as friendly games. I'm lucky to have my family watching. And, you know, coming back off a world like that, I just need to take the confidence I got there and bring it into this Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, surely the crowd and the atmosphere is going to spur not only the English guys, but the Welsh guys, the Scottish guys. It's going to be one hell of an atmosphere, I've predicted.
Yeah, well...
I imagine it's going to be raucous.
If it's anything like Budapest was for Milak or Katinka, oh my God, crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy.
Exactly. We're talking a lot about you, but we're obviously previewing the whole of the Team England squad. Yeah. Who else in the team should everyone pay attention to, and who are you looking forward to watching swim?
Obviously, you know, I do have my, you know, teammates here in Bath that, you know, I would love to see do well. Obviously, throw out a few names, Ed, Holly, and, you know, the team, the people that have been away with me at Worlds. So like Freya, Jim, Dino, you know, obviously I've got to give them a shout out because they're my teammates. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone. Luke Turley. In fact, I'd give him a massive shout out because he's been training very well. So yeah, I'm really interested to see what Luke would do in his... There's no 800, unfortunately, for the men's, I do believe. So his 15-4. I'm just trying to think. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone else. But
is there any names that you haven't swam with as a squad that you'd like to get to know, because there are a few new guns in this.
Yeah, I was going to say Mason Wilby. I never actually went on a junior team with him because he was, you know, our juniors. I think he went away with the year after me. So yeah, you know, I'd love to meet him. Obviously, someone on the world's team that I was sort of reunited. He was on my world junior team, Lewis Burris. You know, we get on well, so it'd be nice to spend some more time with him. And obviously, my world's roommate and hopefully Commonwealth roommate, Joe Litchfield. So me and him, we normally stick together quite a lot.
That's nice. Crazy. We tried to list or tried to go through all of the 48 swimmers literally before you came on, and there are a few names where you just spoke there and we thought, oh, we didn't even say those names. The squad is incredible. Honestly, it's so deep. We were talking about the depth, and it's not just in the 200 freestyle, which you see like a British champs or anything like that, but it's actually across the whole spectrum of events, both male and female. It's a fantastic squad. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I imagine you are as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd say the main thing for this is, you know, this is a great opportunity for people to put themselves on that sort of stage. You know, Commonwealth Games is a great opportunity, a home one especially. So yeah, you know, watching this, I'm sure, you know, to see someone like Ed Mildred collecting a relay medal, you know, like, that'll be just great for him and great for learning experience for everyone in our team and, you know, move things forward coming up in the next few years.
Yeah, and Commies has been known over the past few years as a great springboard for a lot of swimmers. You had, I think it was Abby Wood, who potentially just about stayed in the sport because the Commonwealth Games were in Australia. And that kept her going. So it can be a great meet for almost the names, like you said, of Ed Mildred as a stepping stone for them to have a lot more future success in what is a key cycle towards Paris.
Well, obviously, you know, when you split up into the home nations and with team sizes this big, it gives people an opportunity to get on the international stage and deliver a swim. And, you know, it's not any lesser of a meet. You know, there's still, this is a high profile meet. You know, everyone recognises it. Everyone, you know, is hyped for it, essentially. So, yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to put in a good time, put in a good name for themselves and move it forward. I mean, this is my first Commonwealth Games, so surreal.
Yeah, we were also saying that it's a great chance for the public to see these swimmers on screen on the BBC for maybe for the first time that they've seen these swimmers as well, you know. So it's good exposure for the public to see the sports at its peak, at its best, and as well as the swimmers that maybe haven't had a chance on a GB squad before and to further their careers. And
one thing I would add is, you know, obviously I live with Kieran, he's Welsh, and you know, I've got people in the squad that are Welsh as well, like Jarve, Matt, and then you've got the Scots. You know, it's quite fun, I'd say, to be separate for once, you know, like to on an opposite team. And
so in your house then, because you're living with Kieran, and that you at this point of recording we're two and a bit weeks away, is there some friendly rivalry going around already? Is there a bit of banter?
Not really. You know, I mean, for him, he wants to get Jarve that 4x2, you know, medal. You know, they've got a great chance in that Wales 4x2. So if they can get a medal, that would be great. But yeah, you know, obviously, we have a few jokes saying you need to deliver, you know, Jarve will go 141, but you need to do your job as well. But
I mean, it is the friendly games, isn't it? So it's not too much harsh banter going around.
No. I mean, I'd love to see all, you know, him do well and the relay do well. But yeah, Jarve getting that medal. Yeah. If Jarve gets that's my Commonwealths, you know, I'll be happy.
Nice. Well, Brody, thank you so much for joining us in our final Home Nations preview. We can't wait to see how you get on, as we've been a long supporter of how you've been performing in the pool. And we can't wait to see how the rest of Team England get on as well.
Brilliant.
Very best of luck to you, Brody. I think you're going to smash it in the 200 back show. I don't want to put any extra pressure on you, but you've got a strong chance at a podium. And yeah, I look forward to the 400 IM as well. I think we've got a little bit of a chance there too. So best of luck.
Well, yeah, thank you. Hope so.
So that just about rounds up this episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday as we do our event by event full long form preview of the Commonwealth Games. It's going to be a big one. And Dan, I'll see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next one.
You've been listening to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast with Scott and Dan. We want to thank you for joining us and invite you to subscribe to the show, as well as checking out the Propulsion Swimming YouTube channel for weekly tutorials and videos to get your swimming fix. We will be back next week. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.